855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. The live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
So, Stephanie, we were talking about Ron Paul and how he's doing against the other candidates that are in the election. And you brought up during the break, and I think it's very interesting, the Rick Perry comment. It wasn't his comment. It was the biggest applause line of the entire debate in the Reagan National Library in California.
Yeah, so this week there was a big debate, apparently, right?
Right.
And it was a Republican debate, and Rick Perry, who's the governor of Texas right now, is in it. And somebody said, I guess the moderator said, that Perry has executed a record-setting 234 people from death row during his term as the governor of Texas. And as soon as the moderator brought this fact up, the audience burst into lively, rowdy applause.
Yeah, the biggest applause line of the night, really.
Yeah.
And I guess the question that the moderator asked him was essentially, do you lose any sleep at night knowing that there's a chance that you could have executed an innocent man?
Right.
And what we know is that anybody who would research this and anybody who wouldn't research statistics behind the death penalty, if they were the final check in that balance, if they're executing people, it's their job to execute people, you probably should be your job to find out about executions. 200 people, more than 200 people have been let go, exonerated, freed from death row.
Yeah, and there's the Innocence Project, right? If you want to find out more about that, I think they work to exonerate innocent people from death row.
And there's surprisingly quite a few innocent people on death row.
Yeah,
now, I don't know what the percentages are, but it doesn't take too many. 5%?
Mm-hmm.
3%? I don't know what the percentages are. Maybe it's higher than that. Maybe it's lower. I don't frankly know what the percentages are.
And it doesn't matter. If there are any innocent people that have been killed, I think that's a lot. You know, for most people, I think that's enough to say that maybe this is a good idea.
Now, I don't know what question Rick Perry thought he was answering, but the question that he answered with a no, I don't lose any sleep, is whether or not he lost any sleep over executing innocent people. And if you've executed 234 people, you've executed an innocent person. By any, you know, any quantification, that's it. We're not a perfect race or being, or I shouldn't use the term race, the perfect species. Who would suggest that we were? And this is what converted me from the idea of capital punishment. It's not an effective deterrent.
No.
It doesn't work. So there's no real advantage to in having it. You've got states where murder rates are very similar to states right next door. Some have the death penalty and others don't. I mean, you know, it doesn't work as a deterrent because these states have similar death rate, murder rates.
Well, and I think another important point to raise is that it doesn't restitute the victim in any way.
It's very important. I was just pointing out what convinced me, and what convinced me is that this, that A, it's not a deterrent, and B, we know that we're flawed. So therefore, why would we advocate for a punishment that cannot be undone? That is, that is so very final. I guess no punishment can truly be undone. You know, a whipping can't be undone, nor can an imprisonment. Every day that you spend in prison,
you can't
get your time back. But you can attempt to restitute somebody for their time. You can let them free. You can give them some money. You can't do anything for a dead person because you executed them because you're so bloodthirsty. And,
yeah. That's the exact word that comes to mind.
Bloodthirsty seems to be, the only thing. I'm not saying that I think that guilty people should be let free. I'm not proposing that. But anybody who thinks that, they're getting away with it because they spend their life on death row is out of their mind.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about what it's like to be incarcerated.
Yeah.
You can take the murderers and you can put them in a special place if you want. You can have a special type of punishment for this person, which is, being on death row or whatever, some special level of incarceration. You can actually undo that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, if you just go ahead and execute them, you can't undo that. So, the idea that, you're just going to let them get away with it? No, we were going to sentence them to life in prison. You know, and I just, you know, the rhetoric that goes behind the death penalty is so mindless on the other side.
Oh,
I used to be a proponent.
Have you ever heard some people say that, well, it's cheaper to just execute them?
Right.
But actually, that's not true.
Mindlessness.
Yeah.
They don't understand. It would be cheaper if our system wasn't as litigious as it is today. And you could propose to, you know, to somehow simplify the system. That's mm-hmm. fine and dandy. But you're also going to make it so that other people's recourse in the judicial system is going to be limited too. Do you really want that?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the way things are today, it costs millions and millions of dollars more to keep to try to put somebody to death than it does to keep them in life in prison. The vast majority of guys who get life in prison don't bother the courts again. They just do their time.
Yeah.
The ones that are getting executed, they've got all these mandatory appeals and
yeah.
all that kind of thing. And they should have that. If you're going to use this this penalty, you should have all kinds of checks. You don't want to be executing innocent people,
so,
but you're still going to.
I just pulled up the Innocence Project's website at innocenceproject.org, and they say that there have been 273 post-conviction DNA exonerations in the United States. So that means that DNA evidence, after the fact that these people were convicted, has exonerated them of crimes for which they were sitting on death row. Now, Rick Perry, during his time in Texas, has executed or has been, you know, the person to give the okay for executing 234 people. That's fewer than, like, the history, all the people who have ever been exonerated in the history of the U.S. from death row.
And yes, so more than the amount of people that have been exonerated.
There were 270.
Was it 270? Okay.
Three exonerations, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a significant number of people. You're telling me that, you know, it's outside of the realm of possibility that some of those people that were executed under Rick Perry were innocent? I don't lie. I think that there definitely were.
Only a mind-numbed jingoist would say that there's no chance that Rick Perry has executed. And frankly, if you have the opportunity to stop an execution, you choose not to do that, you are culpable in that execution. As far as I'm concerned, if you're a Christian, this is going to weigh upon his mortal soul.
Well, how about if you're a doctor and you assist with some of this? I mean, I think that clearly violates, you know, because they need a doctor to kind of oversee an execution, and I don't know how any physician could actually participate in that.
I think the doctor has a better excuse than the governor. The governor can stop it, the doctor can't. The doctor can choose not to participate and not provide whatever level of succor and comfort that he can to the person who's being executed, whereas they'll just find another doctor that may or may not do such a thing. So I think the doctor has a better excuse. The governor has the final say as to whether or not that person gets executed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but you are a doctor, and that's why...
not yet. I'm a student doctor, yeah.
You're a doctor in my mind, Stephanie.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Good enough for me. Here, would you take a look at this? Okay, when I move my arm
you
like this,
a weird
it hurts.
Looking rash.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It itches.
Pull your pants up, Mark. Just kidding. Anyway, so, you know...
Has anyone used the old joke with you when I move my arm
like
this?
Oh, it hurts when I go like this, then don't do this?
Yeah, then don't do this.
Yes, a couple people.
It's a good doctor joke.
I'm sure I'll hear them all.
I'm sure you
will. The point that I really want to most emphasize about the death penalty is that, you know, do you really think that the government should have the capacity to end people's lives, to make that judgment call and to execute people? I just don't think that's appropriate. Even if you believe in a small government, even if you think that, you know, the police are appropriate or whatever, is it really appropriate for them to be killing people?
I think there are superior punishments, frankly, you know, for many reasons, but you know, for me, I have a difficult time feeling bad for somebody who's guilty being executed. For instance, I was in prison for 8 years, and I knew a guy, Mark Dean Schwab, that killed a young boy in Florida after he got out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel bad at all. My heart does not, cry for this guy being executed. And he was. 855-450-3733. What do you think about the death penalty? Should we keep it? Is it worth it?
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday. So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that they're not good for your health. In fact, I hear they kill people. There is a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier by some numbers, Vaporsmiths.com. They have an e-cigarette, one of the best made, in fact. It's a substantial item and has a large vaporizer, so you get a good hit. A person switching from cigarettes to the e-cigarette will save about $120 a month right off the bat. You can get a free starter kit by simply going to Vaporsmiths.com and purchasing 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Since 40 cartomizers cost more than $60, I believe it's $69 or $70 or something like that, you'll get free shipping also, because all orders over $60 get free shipping at Vaporsmiths.com. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go to Buddy in Idaho. Buddy.
How are you tonight?
All is well. You?
Can't complain. Can't complain. But I do have a couple of comments on the subject that you're speaking of tonight. I guarantee you that 100% of those people who are executed will not kill again.
100. Well, that's an incorrect statement because they would have had to.
No, sir, it is not.
No, it is because
they would have had to kill the first time.
Right. In order for that to be a correct statement, they would have had to have killed the first time in order to kill again. So if they executed one of those 234 people, 43 people, excuse me, was innocent, then that statement is incorrect, right?
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that innocent bit thing too. All of those people that you're saying, the 277 or whatever from the Innocence.com?
InnocenceProject.org.
Oh, okay. Right. All of those people that were proven innocent were from before DNA testing was part of the system.
Not true.
No.
There's actually been some since then. I will admit that the DNA testing does help, but
have been 206 exonerations since the year 2000, and DNA evidence was in place before that. So.
Well, true. But when were the convictions?
The first DNA exoneration took place in 1989, and I don't know when the first conviction was that the person got exonerated for.
Okay, the thing I'm getting at is all of those are, I can't say all of them, but I'll say a lot of those convictions that were overturned were convicted prior to DNA testing starting.
Well, the average length of time served by exonerees is 13 years. So that means if they were convicted, let's say 15 years ago, right? DNA,
okay.
15 years ago was 1995, right? And DNA evidence has been in use since the 80s. So I don't think that, you know,
200 of these
really
exonerees happened since the year 2000. That's when Rick Perry was the governor. So that says to me that there are still people being released on DNA evidence, a lot of them being released on DNA evidence, which means that Rick Perry doesn't lose any sleep over having convicted, having killed innocent people.
You know, the system that we have today, granted, there are flaws in it, but it is the best system that we can that we have.
So is it better to execute people that you know, you're saying that the system is flawed, so is it better to execute people when we know that executions do not, you know, they aren't a deterrent, because if that was so, states sitting next to each other, one that has execution and one that doesn't have execution, would have different murder rates, and they don't.
Right.
So why have it?
Why have it? The person that did let's just say a person did do a killing, all right? You're going to put that person on you know, life imprisonment. He's got the rest of his life. He can visit, you know, his family can visit, and so on and so forth.
How much time have you spent in jail, buddy?
Not a drop.
That's because it stinks. Jail stinks. It stinks to high heaven. I spent 8 years of my life in there, and I'm telling you that every single day, the only thing that you want is to go free. I am not enjoying life eating your stinking cold bologna sandwiches every single day. And my mom coming there and weeping in the visiting park is not giving me joy. Don't give me that crap, buddy.
What about the person he killed?
That person is dead. But you are not addressing. You're getting emotional, and you're not addressing the issue. There are innocent people being killed, buddy.
People who were killed.
Well, guess what? It doesn't make any restitution to the family of the person who's killed. It's not stopping the cycle of violence. It doesn't pay them back in any way to kill the person who did the original killing.
Buddy, how many innocent people are you willing to kill out of 100 in order to keep the executions the way they're going? How many? What's the percentage? What's your threshold?
Well, I'm not sure.
Because you don't care about innocent people. You care more about your executions than you do about innocent people. And you need to check yourself. That makes you a murderer, dude. You're advocating the killing of innocent people.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. We've gone over that. Okay, so you're going back and you're saying the death penalty is immoral. Is that what you're saying?
No, absolutely not.
Then you're advocating the killing of innocent people. How many times do we have to go through this?
All right, you have yourself a good day.
Thanks, buddy.
Since nobody can talk to you, you have a good day.
Tell me why. Tell me why you're not advocating the...
What's the justification for having it? I mean, I think you may be setting Buddy up to be on the defense.
Sorry, I pushed the wrong button.
So, Buddy, I think...
I'll admit to feeling very passionate about this issue. I absolutely do.
I do too.
I came to this conclusion, and it seems just crystal clear to me.
Yep.
I used to be an advocate of the death penalty. I do not feel bad for people that kill people.
Uh-huh.
I don't. If they get executed.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way. Now, I'm not saying that it's the best way to handle the problem, but I don't feel bad if they get executed.
I mean, if somebody...
But we know. All you have to do is take a look. You know that innocent people are being executed. We proved it. He said, well, this was this only happened when the DNA evidence came into play. Well, it takes a long time to finally get your case back. You said 200 people?
Yep, since the year 2000, yeah.
Have been exonerated due to DNA evidence.
And in a lot of cases, they found the correct person who actually committed the crime.
And some percentage of those. This is the same time frame that Rick Perry was the governor of Texas. That means to me that he has executed innocent people. I don't see how one can say that it doesn't. Buddy here said he doesn't know what his threshold is for innocent people being executed in order to and to keep the death penalty, which says to me that his threshold is not zero.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, let's maybe approach this from a different angle. You know, we've talked about the death penalty not being a deterrent to crime, which is one reason why people say that it should be in place. We've talked about the death penalty not being a form of restitution to the victim or the victim's family. We've talked about the costs. We've talked about the idea of executing innocent people because the government isn't perfect. So what arguments are there left in favor of having the death penalty that we haven't explored? That's what
because
I want to ask, Buddy.
The murderer will still be alive, getting bologna sandwiches and visiting his mama in the visiting park while somebody's dead. I mean, that's the best we can come up with. It's this silly emotional argument that as if, killing...
Yeah, I don't find that convincing.
It's not convincing because you're advocating killing innocent people in order to kill guilty people. Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. On Free Talk Live, we talk about gold and silver all the time. In fact, you know, you can't listen to the radio without hearing about getting gold. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have frankly, better rates than most places you're going to be finding, you know, some of the best rates on the internet. Gold.freetalklive.com. Before you buy gold anyplace else, check out gold.freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, in the radio business, you're told never to apologize. I think that my tone of voice and passion drove Buddy away. And I'm sorry, not for my opinion, but I'm sorry for not presenting my case better. And so, I mean, that's my apology to Buddy. But I do think that people are responsible for their positions. I think that you're responsible for what you advocate for. So if I get on the radio and I say something patently ludicrous, like all people with red hair need to have an ice pick shoved in their eye.
Yikes.
I'm responsible for that advocation.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy said that he knew that people were flawed. Our system is the best, although it's not perfect. It is the best in the world, as was his statement, essentially. And therefore, his statement is essentially he knows that innocent people are convicted. He doesn't know what the percentage is. And if innocent people are convicted, some of them are executed. And he doesn't know what that percentage is. I asked him what the percentage of people that he was willing, innocent people he was willing to execute in order to keep the death penalty. He didn't have an answer for me. Likely he's never thought of that before. But advocating, once you make the statement that you know that that innocent people are being executed and you still advocate for the death penalty, you're advocating for the execution of innocent people. And as far as I'm concerned, that makes you're responsible for that statement.
Yep.
That's a murderous statement. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed?
How are you and Stephanie doing, Mark?
All's well.
Hi, Ed.
Well, I don't answer for Stephanie.
Stephanie, we're going to get Stephanie a late night show with that voice.
She has
a
wonderful voice.
It's called Pork Therapy. It's porctherapy.com.
Okay. Here's a little quote for you, Stephanie.
Okay.
Faith is the enemy of evidence. For when we know the truth, no faith is required.
Yeah, That's absolutely
true. You're talking about the death penalty, Mark.
Yes, sir.
You know that John Paul Stevens, you know, former Supreme Court Justice, he said it was totally racist. You know, who usually gets the death penalty is a black man when he kills a white woman.
You know, Ed, I have some statistics that actually back up that statement quite nicely from the Innocence Project. Out of the 273 people who have been exonerated, 166 are African Americans. Now, I think that's a lot higher percentage than the general population.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we brutalize black men. I mean, you know what is so bad about it? A lot of the so-called black leaders are like Tom Joyner and them. He's cut off Cornel West and Tavis Smiley. You know, they're going around all these cities talking about the poor and how they're being devastated and all that. Joyner and a lot of the blacks are just cutting them off.
Why is that? I don't understand.
Yeah.
They think, I don't know, because Obama can do no wrong, and Cornel West and them are steadily attacking them.
I see.
Wow.
And they can't, you know, they just can't stand it. But anyway, you know, to the death penalty, you have to realize that, and Mark, that's why I love this little legal maxim. It's better to acquit 20 guilty than to make one innocent suffer, because you may be that one.
Right.
When
this 10,000
people say you're guilty and you know you're not, you will do anything you can to extend your life. So these idiots, I mean, how stupid are these people to say, let's execute them quick, no appeals, because if you're innocent, if it's your son, daughter, or you, your mother, your father, and you know they're innocent, you won't extend their life as much and as often as possible.
Right, because the punishment doesn't allow for a repeal. I mean, they found that innocent people have been executed, and this is unacceptable in this nation that supposedly has the best legal system. I mean, if you're claiming that this is the best system in the world, then you need to compare that system to Western democracies which don't use the death penalty and which can release people who are found to be not guilty. I mean, if you're going to make the positive claim that this is the best system in the world, you need to back it up. And it's not true.
And actually, countries
Mark, as y'all know,
go ahead, Ed.
50% of eyewitnesses are wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Eyewitnesses.
They've already proved that. Now, you think about that. A woman can be raped and still pick the wrong man out of the lineup.
Happens.
You know,
it's crazy.
Book out, you know, what is it? Picking cotton, tall cotton, something like that. The white chick blonde was raped by a black dude. They went to prison. He's totally innocent. Oh, yeah, Mark, something else. When you convict the innocent, you allow the guilty to go free.
Mm.
He's out there doing whatever he wants to do while you are ruining this man's life, his family. Now, Arizona wants to charge $25 for a visit to visit their loved ones in prison.
Yes.
Yeah, we heard about that.
They're charging people to visit their relatives in jail. It's insane, Ed. There's no doubt about
it.
Yeah. And
Ed, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
I love Ed.
855-45. He's got the accent that seems so contrary to his reasoned approach.
He is so full of vim and vigor and just awesome ideas. And okay, go ahead. But I had some facts that I just wanted to add on to the ends of Ed's call. He said that he was talking about eyewitnesses. Innocence Project says eyewitness misidentification testimony was a factor in 75% of post-conviction DNA exonerations.
It happens.
Yeah.
Jeff
notoriously bad.
Jeff?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All is well.
Hey, I heard you say you're making death penalty a deterrent. To me, you don't send people to prison to be a deterrent. You send them there for punishment.
Yeah.
And if 100 people saw this guy go down the street with an AK and just picking off people, you know, there's your witness statement. I know she just mentioned like 75%. I didn't hear that statistic, you know, but...
Well, eyewitness testimony can be unreliable.
Yeah, that's really the statement is you never know for sure. You'd think that an eyewitness would be the most reliable type of testimony because that's just kind of what we're taught in the world. I mean, that makes sense. But it turns out that eyewitness testimony is remarkably unreliable.
If it's second and third hand, I can understand that. But when someone goes down the street and just starts picking out people and, you know, 100 people get missed and 200 get shot, you know, I mean, the guy's definitely guilty.
No doubt. There's no doubt. There are no doubt that there are people that are absolutely, positively guilty. And there's no doubt that with enough...
In those cases?
What's that?
Do you agree with the death penalty in those specific cases?
I think that it can be misused in those circumstances. I think the death penalty in that case,
well, there's no way to separate
expensive.
There's no way to separate those people from the innocent people, because we really, you know, we really don't know, and all we know is that the system isn't 100% perfect.
Well,
and I would add that,
and it's more expensive to execute them than it is to.
I condone one type of death penalty, and I'll tell you what it is. If someone is witness to a crime, and there's actually a crime being committed, and someone's life is in danger, and they defend themselves by killing the assailant, I can support that as a death penalty, because it's 100% sure that this person is committing a crime or endangering someone's life. But to have the state do it after the fact in an imperfect system, I really can't support that.
Well, you just said there's no way to tell the difference. There is when, you know, 5 or 10 people saw this particular person kill off, you know, other people there.
Now, I agree.
Well, how often?
Let me make a statement.
For some reason, the guy gets exonerated, then those 5 witnesses should be accessory to murder after the state has put that guy to death.
I would love to see somebody be to be held responsible, but let's not forget the prosecutors and the cops too. I mean, these oftentimes these are the guys that are doing that are, you know, they're not getting in these cases where people are being exonerated. Prosecutors that hide evidence, cops that beat confessions out of people that aren't true. Those people aren't being put in jail either.
Then you have no witnesses in that case. What I'm saying is that 5, 10 people see this guy take out a bunch of people.
Now, I have something.
What we need to understand, Jeff, is that eyewitnesses are notoriously inaccurate. That doesn't make them liars. It makes them wrong.
And people.
Hold the line, Jeff. I'm going to have to bring you back. I'm sorry. We're up against a break. Just hold the line, please, if you would.
Okay.
855-450-3733.
Consider this. Studies have shown that people are less able to identify faces of a different race than their own. So there's a racial component to this, too.
855-450-3733.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
We might be able to get the number. 855-450-3733. Live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
What if you found out all the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to one place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org, 855-450-3733. Let's bring Jeff back on. Jeff?
Hey. How's it going, guys?
Go right ahead, sir.
Hey, my question. Here's a question that I came up with.
Sure.
If a perpetrator had witnesses and a confession, would you support the death penalty in that case?
I will not cry. Now, support, is a different word, and here's why I don't necessarily support it, Jeff, as I tend to look at these things from a financial standpoint. It costs nearly 10 times as much to execute somebody as it does to keep them in prison for life. I know that's counterintuitive, but it's all those court cases and things. And
within 2 years, a appeals case come by, then 2.5 years, whether, if he's guilty, put him to death within 3 years.
I don't. At that point, you're
watch each and charge well, then that's my phone bill. I'll pay it.
You're talking about the amount of time that it would take this case through, and if you're going to be able to do that, you're going to change the whole judicial system, which is an incredibly difficult thing to get done.
That standard would apply to everyone, and I don't think that fits everybody's case. And I would even say that in the case that Jeff just proposed, where it's very clear that a person has killed another person, I would say in that case, I even think that I don't think death is an appropriate punishment. I think at least the opinion of the victim's family should be considered, right? Because it matters what they, it matters that they get repaid or restituted in some fashion, right?
Wouldn't it be better if he could just, they could put him to work making license plates or chairs or whatever it is?
Now you guys are going for the deterrent factor. And, killing somebody should not be used. The argument should not be, gainfully used as a deterrent, but as a punishment. You take a life, your life is gone.
You realize that your life is gone if you're sitting in jail for the rest of your life, or prison, I'm sorry, for the rest of your life,
right? No, it ain't gone. It ain't gone. Because, there could be a prison break and you're out of there. You're free.
Oh, come on. When's the last time
that happened? How often does that happen?
I know. That's out of the template, but the fact is, you took a life. Your life should not be as...
And I'm not going to cry about it.
What if the victim's family doesn't want the perpetrator executed?
What's that, Steph?
What if the victim's family doesn't want the perpetrator executed?
It's not up to the victim's family. It's up to
And that's the problem. It should be up to the victim's family.
Why?
It matters.
Why should it be?
Because they had a wrong done to them, and so they should be made whole. That's the concept of justice
If I go out and break an entry into a store, and the store manager says, don't prosecute them, the state says, okay, let them go.
Right. Well, absolutely.
If someone breaks into a store,
I don't know the store manager, but the owner of the store,
they should pay for repairing whatever damage they've done to the property, return the stolen items, and maybe the store owner should get a little bit for his time and anguish or whatever. But you know,
and I stay out of jail, and I stay unpunished.
I think that having to pay for something is absolutely punishment.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that there's punitive damages, too. I mean, if you had to pay triple whatever it is you stole.
Because in today's system, you know, the shop owner who's been broken into their shop doesn't get anybody to pay for the damage that was done to the property or return the stolen items. You know, it's just punishment for the perpetrator.
Jeff, isn't punishment intended to change behavior? And if one uses the death penalty as punishment, how can one use it to change behavior?
Well, that's a good point, though. That's a good point. But
that's
because
I'm a super genius.
When you take out a candy bar from the store and you stole it, I can see repentance. You know, maybe, hey, stealing from somebody who worked for it is wrong. But when you steal a man's or a woman's life in this case, that victim could no longer change or, you know, invent the new flu vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
But that,
it's terrible. It's a terrible crime. I'm not gonna defend it, and like I said, I'm not gonna lose any sleep over it, guilty people being found guilty. But I just think that there's better value in keeping this guy incarcerated, giving him some job where he can make some money, and then taking that money away and giving it to the family of the person that was harmed. At least, the very least, they're getting something from this evil person rather than getting nothing, which is what they get when he's executed.
You're arguing for the degree of punishment. So, and one person's punishment idea may be to take off that man's life. Yours is to, you know, make him, you know, sit in jail and rot and make money and give it back to the, you know, victim's families. But, you know, it sounds like, you know, you're a proponent for the death penalty when you know for a fact that this man killed. But,
I wouldn't say I purport it.
No, I'm not a proponent.
It doesn't make me lose sleep.
Okay. Just my main point is, you know, it should not be a deterrent factor involved. It should be a punishment factor only. And if you're going to punish somebody for stealing, for, you know, raping a woman or killing in this situation, then the punishment fit the crime.
Thank you, Jeff. 855-450-3733. You know, I, when it comes to the, when folks are talking about somebody, clearly people murder people.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that we're turning over this, the solving of these problems to government. Everybody knows government's an inefficient organization.
Yep.
When they find their murderer and they put them on death row, they stop looking, and that murderer happens, or that person happens to be innocent.
Mm-hmm.
They stop looking for the guilty person.
Yeah. So
you have this
guilty person is walking around.
Guilty person running around. They, you know, people have been, released from death row. It's really difficult to say, well, what if we really, really know? Well, the person wouldn't have been found guilty if they didn't really, really know. The preponderance of the evidence, the jury shouldn't have convicted them if they didn't have a reasonable doubt.
If they didn't have a reasonable doubt
that they were guilty, so therefore they really, really know already. And we found,
and sometimes they're incorrect.
There was a guy on death, not death row, a guy that was convicted of rape. You're talking about this one particular book of this woman. She convicted this guy of rape. She pointed him out in the lineup and said he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she found out years later that he didn't do it. And she, you know, she's met with this guy, she's talked with him, they've become friends over time. And this just really goes to show, this woman doesn't deserve to be incarcerated for picking out the wrong guy in the lineup. This is a problem with the judicial system and not having enough evidence and people believing that eyewitnesses, people believe it. And I understand why they believe it. We've been told that that's good enough evidence. But oftentimes eyewitnesses are notoriously, unreliable.
And eyewitnesses are not the only flaw in the judicial system. Informants also contribute to wrongful convictions because they're trying to save their own selves. And the judicial system.
That's what happened to me, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, a guy had an opportunity to get out of doing a greater period of time, so he decided to share with me. As far as his participation in the crime versus my participation in the crime, it was entirely different. But the state decided that it was the same, and we both got very similar sentences. Finally, seven years later, I got a sworn affidavit from him saying that what he had said was not true.
Mm.
But at that, and I could have taken it back to court. But at that point, I was a Supreme Court ruling had ruled that I was prepared to, you know, I was preparing to go home, why in the world would I take the case back and quite possibly lose or spend a year or two in county jail waiting for the case to come forward when I was ready to go home in 6 months? Mm-hmm. So here I sit with a conviction, which, and I have a sworn affidavit from my co-defendant that I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is what happens, people. Now, I actually was a proponent of the death penalty for many years while I was in prison. A proponent of it, because I believed that that is what was just. And I understand why people believe it's just. However, once you're shown it doesn't work as a deterrent, and once you're shown that innocent people get executed, we know innocent people get executed, so why would you advocate for a system that executes innocent people? These seem like obvious things to me.
I wonder...
Jeff obviously was not advocating for deterrent. He made that very clear. He thinks it's a punishment. But I kind of think punishments are intended to be things
deterrence
from which
to other people.
To learn. I think jail and, frankly, I think the death penalty, both of these should be used on people that cannot be, you know, that they should not be around other people. They should be a separation from that. I don't think that, you know, most people in jail, I don't believe, belong there. The only people that should be in jail, in my opinion, are people that have committed violent acts.
Like the cop that we read about earlier in the show who shot into a car of transgendered women screaming that he was going to kill them and was stinking drunk.
Yeah.
You know, he's
it's attempted
clear
murder.
It was ruled that he's a clear and present danger to society.
I don't advocate for the death penalty for this guy.
No, neither do I. But, I mean, to separate him from other people so that he can't harm anyone doesn't seem to be a bad idea either.
Well, he certainly shouldn't have a badge on, but yes, I agree.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. And we'll be here next week. Same time. Mark and...
And Stephanie.
And we'll be at freetalklive.com. You can hear us every night of the week. Somebody's doing a Free Talk Live show every night of the week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. freetalklive.com, a radio station, or a satellite near you. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.